And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Margaret Mitchell, born in Atlanta, 1900, who, as she grew up, always tried to be at the center of attention. In her 20s, she started to write stories for an Atlanta newspaper. She got the job when she lied to the editor, saying she could type really fast. But she traveled all over the city. She wrote about rodeos and beauty contests, summer camps, hospitals, prisons, wrote a gossip column. In 1926, she fell off a horse. She was badly injured, could not walk, had to quit her job, stay in her apartment. Her husband brought her piles of books from the library, and then one day he came home with a typewriter and suggested maybe she should write her own book. She said, "What should I write about?" And he said to write about what she knew, so she wrote about Southern women and Civil War veterans, and eventually she wrote Gone with the Wind. She started with the last chapter, the story of Scarlett O'Hara, born on a plantation, loses everything after the Civil War. It's the birthday of the novelist Kazuo Ishiguro, born in Nagasaki, Japan, 1954, grew up in England. He spent years trying to make it as a songwriter. He'd been a fan of Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, and then he took a creative writing course and got some stories published, got a contract for his first novel, which was A Pale View of Hills. It came out in 1982. A reporter came to interview him about the book, and Ishiguro remembers, "My wife said, wouldn't it be funny if he came in to ask you these serious, solemn questions about your novel, and you pretended that you were my butler?" And that idea inspired Ishiguro to write The Remains of the Day, narrated by an English butler. It won the Booker Prize in 1989. And it's the birthday of the astronomer Edmund Halley, born in Shoreditch, London, in 1656. He was the protege of the royal astronomer John Flamsteed, but when Halley published his first book at the age of 22 and was elected to the Royal Society, his mentor Flamsteed felt threatened and turned against him. Halley applied to be the chair of astronomy at Oxford, but Flamsteed sabotaged him and put the word out that Halley didn't believe in a literal interpretation of the biblical creation story. Halley is best known to us as having lent his name to the comet, Halley's Comet. Halley studied comets and predicted the return of this comet in 1758, and it did come around, but Halley had died by that time and never saw it. Here's a poem for today by the Scottish poet Norman McCaig, April Day in November, Edinburgh. The sun punches through the cloud gaps with strong fists, and the wind buffets the buildings with boisterous goodwill. Bad memories are blown away over the capering sea. Life pulls up without straining the jungle tangle between us and the future. Easy to forget the last leaves thicken the ground, and the last roses are dying in their sad, cramped hospitals. For gaiety's funfair whirls in the gray squares, energy sends volts from suburb to suburb, and April, gay trespasser, dances the dark streets of November, Pied Piper, leading a procession of the colored dreams of summer. A poem by Norman McCaig, April Day in November, Edinburgh, from his collected poems published by Chatto and Windus and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.